Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 30th day of March. Man, we got one more left, and then we get to April. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you folks helping others in Hampton.
All right, now.
Say hello to our buddy out there, Brandon Hutchinson, yep. And everybody else out of Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Absolutely.
And up and down Terra Boulevard.
Out to Hampton. How y'all doing this morning?
How y'all doing out there? Let me sit down here. Mm-hmm. I want to apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
Because I announced it last week. I'm on steroids, so just move carefully around me. But also, I got a lot of sleep last night. So I'm kind of in a really good, got a lot of energy.
Okay. All right.
Just warning you.
All right. All right.
You got to keep me from going down rabbit holes. I'm like that little puppy to go, what's over here? What's going on over here? It's like Jesse when I first got it the first couple of years. So how you doing,
well,
man?
Well, that's the other thing. I hope everybody survived the pollen yesterday. The pollen yesterday was unbelievable.
I took two pills, actually.
You know?
it ain't going to get no better.
You know, well, I mean, we hopefully get some rain, at least that will wash it away temporarily or whatever, but that's what we're looking for. Today, the forecast, we could get some rain later today and some most of the day tomorrow. And that would be a relief for a lot of folks.
I want to tell everybody that's listening right now that I got a picture of an athlete yesterday. An athlete, a man who went out and braved the pollen and the sweat and agony and just getting himself into shape and attacked them tennis courts. And you were sweating like you were sweating like a July 4th James Brown concert.
and the pollen was out there, but you know what?
But that was a great picture of you, though.
I said I got to get out here and work a little bit, and I got on the court with a couple of folks, and hey, yeah, it was good. It was good to get out and get that because the temperature was great.
It was. It wasn't too hot,
right?
You know, and you kept waiting for the rain to come yesterday. Had a service went to, brought the umbrella. Nothing like bringing an umbrella into church.
Yeah,
gotta sit there with it. But yeah, I when I saw that, I thought, first of all, I got to get back out there with you because we had talked about this before.
So we're gonna get together, get our doubles name together. We're gonna call people up. People, hey, who wants to play doubles?
You know, there's people. We should do that.
I'm
mad about that because see, everybody else has these golf tournaments.
Right.
That takes too long, and you got to go get a whole court. Me and you go out to the park.
Right.
And then we play listeners.
You show up. We do that.
And we take tennis.
You know,
no pee in our game.
The last time we played was over on Central Avenue. The courts over there. You know, Central Avenue has a new name now.
Does it?
Yes.
And it would be?
Shirley Franklin.
Is that why she was on the news?
Yes.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to Madam Mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But when I saw her, I ain't seen no flower.
How's she
doing TV without the flower on her outfit?
Well, she's not the current mayor.
She did that for every time
but
you
she
see
got,
her.
She got her street is old Central, Central Avenue is now has her name.
All right.
Yeah, that happened this week.
We are with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, we are the opening act for, a day of a lot of things. As we, like I said, we head toward April. It would
and
be
we got it all right here in town. It's all here.
The only thing we're missing is a hockey game.
That's it.
That's the only thing.
That was baseball at Truist Park yesterday.
That's right, because this generation's Harlem Globetrotters traveling the what is it? Excellent. I wrote this down because I want to make sure I get this right.
Here we go. First you had
not the Harlem Globetrotters. You had the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars Motor Kings. That's basically what we got going on here. Then you had the Harlem Globetrotters. But right now, the sports team that has captivated the nation as they tour around this summer is the Savannah Bananas, and they were here yesterday.
Yeah.
And everybody, we get calls for Super Bowl tickets, Final Four tickets. Did you get any calls for Savannah? Because I did.
But I found out after the fact that a buddy of mine had some that he wasn't going to use because he's officiating Big South, which is the volleyball tournament. If you went downtown, seen a bunch of tall girls walking around.
Garrett did.
That's where they are, the Georgia World Congress. They'll be back there today. And he had to do that. So I wish he had called me.
He didn't call.
I said, thanks a lot, friend.
On that Jim Nance note, let's let you know about some of the other stuff that's going on around the city as we come back and talk tournament time. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Max's mom.
Yeah, you do that, right? That's her favorite.
We lost this man on this day. Sam, five years ago.
Okay.
Bill Withers. Rest in peace. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. On this 30th day of March, you know, we bought Alaska today.
Did we?
America, the U.S., purchased Alaska today from the Russians. Now, this was back in the 1800s. But my question is, if you had to guess a figure of what that – now, hang on again. Now, when I tell you that the purchase of Alaska was literally less, I'm trying to think of the perfect person to do this with. It was less than Aaron Rodgers' last contract.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Because what you going to do with it?
You talking about Aaron Rodgers' contract or Alaska?
About Alaska at that point, you know, right?
Well, we found out
what the resources and things that
exactly
were there. We know now.
Yep, there's a point of the year they actually could have walked across that water and signed whatever paperwork they had. You could walk from Alaska to Russia.
You had to be bundled up pretty good.
Well, yeah, you're going to be kind of cold, but it's like you're walking on ice, but you could actually do that. Yeah, anyway.
Polar bears might jump out there and say,
It was the equivalent. This was figured out in
what you bring me.
It was figured out in 2018 what that money was. The total, what we spent, was $108 million for the state of Alaska in like the mid-1800s. It was basically 2 cents an acre.
Man.
That's what it'll be paid.
Okay.
So there you go. Insignificant information on this Sunday morning. Adam Alexander, we're going to enjoy talking to Adam coming up in the 7 o'clock hour because he got an end of a race from yesterday that he's going to enjoy talking about.
Man.
So that's coming up. Got a fresh casting call. I got a great director thing I'm going to talk about here later on, too. And we're also going to shine a light on, you're the best person to highlight this, coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, some folks from Campbell High School.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Much has been made about the coaches, basketball coaches there, Randy McClure and James Gwynn, who were suddenly dismissed. And the community is still reacting to it, still a lot of fallout from it, still hasn't been resolved. And you, at this point, you wonder, do they still want that job?
Yeah.
We're going to talk with both of them this morning. Do they still want to stay there? But I'm sure both of them are both gratified by the outpouring of support they received from the community. And so we will look forward to having them on at 8 o'clock straight up.
Yep, and then we're about to talk tournament, but later on in the show, we'll talk to Tim Scarborough more about this tournament. And I want to piggyback on something that we kind of just back and forth with during the break. Before we get into the men's, we're talking about the women. And yesterday, what Paige Bueckers did.
Yeah.
And the funny part about this is I don't know if you saw the interview with Geno. I don't know if it was halftime or at the end of the third quarter, but he was literally talking about how they were letting her, leaving her open because they knew she wasn't going to take these big bomb shots. And it was aggravating him because it's like, you're open, shoot the ball, all right? But she wouldn't shoot it. And again, this is second half of the game. So he's saying all this stuff publicly on the air, and then she has the fourth quarter that she has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, just the second half, period. She came out of the locker room to start the second half and just, you know, yeah, and just took over the game. And a tremendous, tremendous performance. Talked about her being among the greats from UConn. Maya Moore is still right there above her, but she's right there with Tarazi and Sue Bird and all the rest of that crew turning in performances like that.
So the reason I want to bring that up is because you were talking about how she was, I don't know if she was tongue-in-cheek, you know, mentioning something about Caitlin or whatever, but she is on the heels. So this is what I wanted to ask you and Noelle, if she's got a second, to come in here. Is this hyperbole when I say she right now, Paige Bueckers, is the equivalent of, now stay with me,
okay,
Jordan, when he came into the league, because the league has already got their Bird and Magic. They've opened the door as far as the WNBA last year. And now with her entering the league, and then the next year maybe with Juju and whoever else is down the pike, the point is, can you kind of draw a little bit of an analogy to what we witnessed or what happened in the NBA 30-plus years ago?
Noel, I'm going to let Noel go.
Again, so knowing what you know about Paige and who she is right now in basketball.
I just think her backstory is the thing that draws you in. The fact that she's had to deal with injuries and setbacks.
Whatever, though.
To get to where she is.
But
that's the thing. It has not been a smooth ride for her at all.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just talking about the player. And the player coming in on the heels of what Angel and Caitlin did last year kind of reminds me of...
It's a quicker return. Like,
yes,
you're right. It's 3-4 years.
But I feel, I see exactly where you're coming from. And not to take it too far, but she's officially declared. And
oh,
goodness gracious, the Dallas Wings already look like a problem, a whole problem.
You know, in a year when, you know, we're going to be a problem here in Atlanta. You know?
I mean, 100%. And that's our closest, you know, competitor in the league. So that's the closest, you know, little rivalry that's there. I don't know if Arika Ngumba Wale stays, but, that's already looking like a 40. I mean, and to me, the way y'all described it, it sounds like what we see a lot here in Atlanta from Trae Young, right? Like quiet first halves, you know, I'm dishing the ball, I'm facilitating, I'm setting some things up. And then, boom, fourth quarter, Trae come, you look at the stat sheet, and you're like, 36 and 15.
When
we get there?
Yeah.
So if that's a preview of what it can look like, I mean, the talent level is going to be different, yes, and she'll have to work through all of that good stuff. And, again, we saw Angel and Caitlin kind of work through that and how it looked like at the end of the season, right? They look like ballers at the end of the season, right? And I think you're going to see that out of Paige, but if she can bring just 30-35% of that in year one to the Wings,
that was great. But we can't go anywhere because she did this backwards. You just came in and started talking, and we waited.
Good morning.
There we go.
Okay, now we go.
Yeah, you teed me up with such good topics. I mean, right
in
for the keel.
You know? Again, I was thinking about that, and the only difference between what was and what is, meaning when she enters the league this year, you didn't have that 3-year window where you had to clean stuff up in the NBA. You had tape delay finals. You had no TV contract going on. You still weren't sure.
And it's a little bit of it, but not to that level, right? Like there's a little bit of it in the W where, you know,
they're getting ready to sign a new contract, though, right?
Right. Like they're getting ready to sign a new contract, and, you know, they're still figuring out, you know, certain sponsorships and visibility things. And so there is like a little bit of transition, but to your point, like the path that's kind of laid out in front of them. They just have to go take it. And yeah, it's very interesting seeing what I mean. It's not just Paige. You got Hailey Van Lith out here just sprinkling her magic on every team she goes to, and you got, you know, Juju when she returns, because right now she's kind of on her Paige Buckner's injury adversity ride that you hate to see her on, but you know,
but that's all,
she'll bounce.
That's all going to provide the backstory for her. Just
exactly.
Like
she'll bounce. And okay, these are the names and stories and things that's making the tournament, at least for me, interesting right now. Like, I've been watching more on that side of the tournament and kind of peeking in and seeing what the men got going on my end. And, I mean.
Well, what you been noticing on since we make this transition, and you big SEC, how you feeling about your SEC teams in this tournament?
I mean, everybody been looking at it. Oh, I won't say everybody, but a majority of people have been kind of looking at it with the side eye, waiting for the bag to fall out of the whole SEC. And the bag ain't falling.
Nope.
No.
The bag, except for Alabama.
Alabama, you know, Georgia may not have had the success they wanted to, but just for Georgia to even be in the tournament and taken seriously, and for Alabama had to run up against Duke to be like, oh, okay, I've hit my wall. But that's a really big wall to have to hit to get put out the tournament. So, I mean, you got Auburn that's looking like a problem.
Yep.
So they're proving it.
Absolutely.
And you know what would have been really, and I'm going to say this, and I know I got to go home later on, but I don't care. It was a possibility of two Alabama teams against two Michigan teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that would have happened, people would have been walking on I-75. But that's not the case. And by the way, you brought this up. You mention this every year, Sam. I want to remind fans of those teams who are not making it to the Final Four that find out what hotels they were staying in.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow,
camp out.
Go down there and get all their merchandise for half price.
Absolutely. So after the day, the price is going to drop on all those things, all those items that were there. And you've seen some of it during the games. They've shown the displays of the shirts and hats and everything. All that stuff that doesn't get sold today, tomorrow the price is going to drop.
Yep.
Go and pick it up.
Except you might pay the other part of it in parking.
Yeah,
so just take Marta going down
there.
So you get all this stuff. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Your thoughts on, you know, what we have today and how does, you know, next week look? And I know we want to hear from some folks.
Yeah, we got some stuff from the coaches. I don't know if Noel is ready for us. We got a big matchup today. Obviously, we got Michigan State taking on Auburn, the big matchup today. And this is Tom Izzo is here. He's back again. He was in tears after his team won the other night. He knows they have a tough assignment, one of the top players in college basketball today when they take on Auburn.
You know, these guys are going to be challenged a little bit. You know, we're going to have to do some different things with Broome because he scores it in so many different ways, and we got a couple different things we'd like to do with him. But the other ones are just defend from long range, short range. They can put it on the floor. They can shoot it from the logo. We're just going to have to try to make sure we contain them.
I like to play a round of golf with him.
I'm just saying,
he's the kind of dude you want in your foursome.
Yeah.
He got stories.
Yep.
He sounds like somebody, you know, maybe got a crumb or two in the corner of his mouth. He not all prim, you know, like loves his big meals. And I don't know. It's just, I like Tom Izzo.
He's one of those coaches that we have, you know, today in the games going on, both games. You have those coaches that have been around. You know, when you think about, you know, Bruce Pearl in this game, and also even with Tennessee against Houston. You got Kelvin Sampson, you got Rick Barnes, you got guys who've been around, you know, for quite some time. Now, Bruce Pearl obviously wants to see his team, you know, carry on. They're the number one seed overall, but he's watched what Michigan State does and says his team got ready to adjust to them when they play them later today.
Mm-hmm. I thought fatigue was a factor in the second half with Michigan, and our guys, you know, managed to not succumb to fatigue. I think Michigan State's won a lot of games late and close, because they were fresh enough to be able to win those games. So their depth could be a factor at the end of the game tomorrow. And so I'd like to try to play a little deeper if we possibly can, just to make sure that we've got enough in the tank to close it out.
That's the thing, depth. You know, as you go further along, sometimes your bench gets shorter. You used to play nine, maybe you're going to play an eight. Now you're playing seven or something. Or do you want to try to always play that 10 and keep some fresh legs? That's what he's talking about in this matchup against Michigan State today.
I can't remember last time I've liked this many coaches that are still kind of good. I mean,
right.
I really do.
Right.
Bruce Pearl loved me. I just told you how I feel about Tom Izzo. And even though I picked Florida to go all the way, I keep having this thought in the back of my mind, Sam, that this could be the year that Calvin Sampson steps up and gets the true due of his coaching career. I mean, he's one of those, oh, yeah, by the way, Calvin Sampson, he's a great coach and so on and so forth. But he never won it like this. And I'm saying this could be that year.
Yeah. He's there, but what about the guy that he's going up against?
Well, that's what I said. I picked Florida.
He's going up against Tennessee today and Rick Barnes. But, I mean, he's been around, too. He's been around. Texas? I mean, he's Kevin Durant's coach at Texas, I think, before he came to Tennessee.
So I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. Right. I'm just saying I'm not feeling him the way I'm feeling Calvin.
But I'm saying the coaches we're going to see today are guys who've been around the game a long time. As we talk about familiar faces and guys we know who are disappearing because of the change of everything and the fact we got the transfer portal open during the tournament.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? When you talk about that, I think you look closely at the coaches that we get to see today.
Plus, I'm like Noel when it comes to Tennessee. You know, she feels about certain programs. I'm that way about Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it goes back to that, you know, the player, not the man, Ean.
Oh, well, he was there the other night.
He was there because of Tennessee. You know,
I think that the women's program is a great story this time of year.
I will never have a problem with the women's program in Tennessee.
That the new coach there, and Kim Caldwell, you got to give her credit. She has kind of restored that program and the expectation for that program of Tennessee, making it as far as they did this time. First year in the program. Had a baby in the middle of the season and was back coaching the next week, for crying out loud.
Well, listen to you where you said that, though. But this I'm is just 2025, saying, but, man. Well, it's not like she's a
But I'm saying that because she just got the job. And last year this time, she was at Marshall.
Yeah.
She was only at Marshall for 1 year.
Yeah.
She was doing shift changes, like 5 players every 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And just wearing Georgia State out when it came to play Georgia State.
You got a staff of people helping her with that baby and doing whatever
But I'm
she's
just
doing
saying that the idea of that and her being new in that job, and she's not a Tennessee alum. She has no attachment to Pat Summitt, but she's come in there and she's done a tremendous job.
Love me some Pat Summitt. Rest in peace, Pat. By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got tournament action for you right here, Elite Action. Let's see. 1 o'clock. Everything gets going.
Yeah.
Pre-tip. 2 o'clock, tip at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
We have got action here. We got action down on WAOK tonight.
Yep.
Pre-tip 5 o'clock, tip at 5:30. And then tonight, the Hawks go up against, I'm trying to think of how the Greek freak talks. I was trying to remember how, you know, the cadence in which he speaks. But anyway, they're taking out Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So that's right here for you, pregame 6:30, tip at 7. And tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll have Hawks versus Portland. So, Sam.
Yeah.
Today was the day this item was patented, and there isn't a person listening right now who has not used it.
Safety pen.
Nope.
Okay.
Pencil with an eraser on top.
I don't know.
I guarantee you people have, at some point or another,
some of these newbies that have come along, man,
they're not listening right now. I said people listening.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
We got grown folks listening to us. We got no newbies. Everybody listening to us got an eraser. Anyway, heading into the 7 o'clock hour, going to start things off with something local, but also this is going to be a special 7 o'clock hour. Hopefully you guys will stick around for it. But listen, if you've not had a second to check it out, what was the title of the race yesterday? Adam Alexander?
Oh, the Xfinity Series race in Martinsville.
Okay. Go look at the end of that and then join us again. You'll know why we're going to be talking to Adam the way we are. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.